Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And our special guest today is Dr. Connie Mariano, who has become a dear friend and is truly a person that would be only described as a phenomenon. She and I have known each other for several years, and I'll just let her say how we met, and then I want to share her bio and talk about her new book, The White House Doctor. Welcome, Connie.
Hi, Laurie. Beth, it's great to be on your show.
Well, tell people, if you would, our connection, how we met and have known each other.
We met, you won't remember because I was in your audience, but it was in 1992 in San Diego. I had just been nominated to go to the White House, and I was attending a women's conference at San Diego, and you were one of the guest speakers. And it was to promote your book, Jesus CEO, and you were talking about leadership. And I was in the audience, and when you spoke, I was so amazed. I said, I have to meet this woman. I bought your book. I actually have given your book to Bill Clinton when I was at the White House. So I have spread your book around. And we didn't really reconnect until about, I would say, 2006. It was,
It
was Dee Dee Myers was speaking in Phoenix. And one of your mutual friends connected us. And we hit it off, and it was, you've touched my life since then.
Well, Connie is, I just want to share her bio just to give our listeners a flavor. She is the eldest daughter of a career Navy serviceman and his wife, a dentist. She graduated valedictorian from Mar Vista High School in Imperial Beach, California. And she is the first military woman in American history to be appointed White House physician. She has served 9 years at the White House, where she was physician to three sitting American presidents. And she is the first Filipino, do you say Filipino?
Yes.
First Filipino American in history to become a Navy admiral. So, you know, she's so warm, you forget that you really need to salute her.
No, you don't forget your roots.
So Connie is on a book tour promoting her new book, The White House Doctor, and I have to tell you, she also has a private concierge practice in Scottsdale, Arizona, where she is on call 24/7 for people who become her special patients. And in this book, she's been on CNN and The Daily Show, and I was kind of laughing that there was even a leak about her book in the National Enquirer. So, Connie generates electricity wherever she goes. So Connie, tell us, what was the inspiration for you to write this book?
Well, for years I would, as I watched during my 9 years at the White House, things, episodes and things transpire, I used to think, what a great television series this would be. And then when I left the White House, I was approached by so many writers to be interviewed for chapters in their book and vignettes. And then finally, author Michael Palmer, who writes medical thrillers, approached me in 2006 to help him with his book, The First Patient. And so in the process of helping him with his book, he commented, he says, my goodness, you write well. You really ought to write your memoir. And I thought, well, who's going to read it? He says, oh, no, people will read it. And so he helped me get my agent, and from there, a publisher, and I wrote it in the span of a year.
In the midst of all sorts of other things that were going on, and I have to share that whenever Connie and I meet, I bring a big blank sketchbook, because she is so clear about the direction of her life, and the next book, and the next book, and the next book, and she's already lived the life of 10 people, and she's got another 10 people's lives ahead of her.
There's so many stories to write.
Exactly. And so what were some of your most memorable moments at the White House?
You know, those moments are actually pretty humbling when people think of, oh, White House doctor, oh, it must be so glamorous. And it really isn't. You're very humbled because the world there revolves around the president. And as a physician, particularly humbling when the secretary calls you and says, doctor, the president will see you now. And so you're really at the beck and call. And when the president's sick, it's your problem, doctor. You need to fix him. But you really get to see your patients at their home, when they're at home, what they're like, whether they take the medicines you tell them to take, whether they follow their diet. You get to witness all of that. So it really makes you appreciate the impact of what you say in your office, whether they carry this out in their day-to-day lives. But traveling with the president really is an amazing experience because you travel around the world, you see a lot of the historic scenes, and then, you know, on a personal level, you get to know famous people on a more intimate level, what they're like, you know, behind the scenes.
Well, you have to be how many feet from the president at all times?
Well, you're about 5 or 10 feet away. You try to stay out of what we call the kill zone, which is right beside him, where if a bullet was aimed at him, it deflected, you'd get hit. So you're close enough to see him, but you're far enough away in case something happens. You also want to be out of the shot of the camera. You don't want to be photographed standing there. So you're really pulling away once the cameras start filming him.
Wow. It's good to know that there is a doctor in the house, in the White House, and always nearby. So what foreign dignitaries did you come into contact with?
Well, let's see. You know, it was King Hussein of Jordan and Yasser Arafat and Hosni Mubarak of Egypt and who else? Boris Yeltsin. And so it's a very unusual type of clinic where we do help foreign leaders after getting the request from the State Department. And we do it on behalf of national security. We'll render some assistance to the foreign leaders in the countries there.
Wow, talk about trust. You have their life in your hand. One of my favorite scenes from the book was when you write about being on Air Force One, and I think all three of the presidents were there.
Right.
Bush,
George Clinton,
W.
Ford.
And didn't you tuck somebody in?
Oh, I tucked all three of them in. The book begins Sweet Dreams, where we have sort of a presidential slumber party in the medical compartment on Air Force One. We're flying to King Hussein's funeral in Jordan. Bill Clinton's the president at the time, and former presidents Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, Ford, and Carter slept in the medical compartment with me and my White House nurse. Very strange.
Oh,
actually,
goodness.
I never slept. I was just watching them snore.
So you've slept with two presidents, basically.
Oh, three. I slept with three of the former guys.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, your accomplishments, when you read through Connie's bio, it's first, 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 first. And what do you consider your major accomplishments in the White House?
I think the main one that the Secret Service really appreciates is that I instituted 24-hour coverage for the president. Prior to my term as the director of the medical unit, in the evening at the White House, when the president was upstairs for the night, everybody in the medical unit went home. And that always bothered me because I said, well, what if he chokes on a pretzel? What if he trips down the stairs? What if he has a heart attack? And I was told by my previous boss, don't worry, Secret Service will throw him in an ambulance and they go to GW Hospital. And I said, well,
wow,
that doesn't make sense. What if, well, you know, for example, they had just gotten back from Bermuda. Herbert Walker Bush had done a trip to Bermuda, and I said, you have three doctors down the hall in a foreign country, yet in your home in Washington, he has nobody at night. And
wow.
So when Bill Clinton became president and I became director, I said, from now on, this day forward, we shall have 24-hour coverage. So wherever the president is, 24 hours a day, he has a medical provider. Somebody could do CPR if need be. And it actually extended to the vice president under Bush, the last President Bush, so Dick Cheney actually benefited from that as well, that type of 24-hour coverage.
Wow. Well, one of my favorite stories, too, and this I don't know if this made it into the book, but when you meet Connie, you're just struck by how beautiful she is, how poised she is, and how humble she is, and also how funny she is. But tell us the story about when you were driving onto the base here in San Diego with your rear admiral, or your admiral sticker on, and you were sitting next to your fiancé who was driving.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my fiancé, now my husband, is a tall, white, Caucasian guy, about 6'2", blue eyes, blonde hair guy, and a very distinguished-looking gentleman. And so we're driving onto the military base in San Diego, and I have a blue sticker on my car that signifies that I'm an officer, but I have a star, which means rear admiral. And so we pull up onto the base, and they instantly look at him, and they salute him and say, "Good evening, Admiral." And he says, he salutes back, "Carry on." They look at me, and I've grown my hair long since my military days, so they assume I'm some chick that he met somewhere. So, you know, people, it's funny. I just smile. You just sort of have to educate people nicely. I mean, I don't know if I told you this story, Lori Beth, but when I lived in Washington or in Alexandria, there was I had one day where I had the day off and I was babysitting my kids. They were 3 and 5. And so it was like a Saturday I was home. And somebody came to the door and was, you know, they were selling things and I had the screen door locked and I was looking through the screen door and they looked in at me and they looked at my children who were part Caucasian. And the guy looks at me and he stares at them and he says, "Is the lady of the house home?" So he's thinking I'm the nanny, right? I'm obviously not the mother. I'm not the lady of the house. And I look at him like I don't want to say anything. And he repeats it louder as though he thinks I don't understand English. "Is the lady of the house home?" And I just look at him and I say, "Missy, no home."
You know how to use that situation.
Yeah.
To your advantage. I think that's,
you just have
that
to smile.
A sense of humor. I remember in one of our lunches you shared how moving it was to receive your nomination and your accolade in the same area where Filipinos had only been stewards before.
Oh, that's true. I was I received my Admiral Shoulder Boards. The promotion ceremony was in the state dining room, and that's where my father and his generation before me had served. They had served as cooks and valets and stewards and busboys. And so the Clintons were gracious. They said, "Absolutely, we can use the state dining room." And under this beautiful portrait of Abraham Lincoln, I received my promotion in the state dining room. My father placed one of my shoulder boards, and when he placed the shoulder board, his hands were shaking.
Oh,
it's so moving.
And goosebumps at the same time. Connie, what do you want the reading public to take away from this book?
I would like my readers to get a glimpse of what life is like behind the gates of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, of really the day in, day out, what it's like taking care of the most powerful man in the world and his family. They would appreciate, it's not truly glamorous, but it's a dedicated military mission in a lot of ways, so there are lots of other heroes. And the other two stories are a woman's story of a military woman where, you know, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at once, and you can sort of see the themes of what happens to my marriage in that. And really the final theme is it's an American story of how a little girl who was born in the Philippines, didn't speak English, came to this country, went to public school, joined the military, and by the grace of God and opportunities provided, became the physician to the President of the United States.
Well, and I think of the proverb that when your excellent work will set you before kings. And I remember that after the main guy had interviewed you for the position of White House doc, he announced that there were no more interviews necessary. And anybody who meets Connie, you will know that whatever she does with excellence, with godly humility. I am pleased and privileged to have her be my friend, and the notes and texts and emails and phone calls and lunches with laughter and tears, and it's just a joy to know you, Connie.
Well, it's a blessing to have you as a dear friend and as a mentor, and in a lot of ways, which I'll write in another book, you've been a guardian angel for me the last 5 or 6 years. So you've really touched my life as well, Lori Beth.
Well, we are blessed to have made a divine connection. So readers, please check out and purchase Dr. Connie Mariano's book, The White House Doctor. This is a woman who has made it to the top with humility, laughter, talent, and sanity intact and integrity. Connie, blessings.
That's major achievement.
That's right. Still sane after all these years. Godspeed to John and your children, and have a safe travels all over the world. I know you're heading to Beijing shortly. So
thanks, Lori Beth. God bless you too.
Thank you, listeners, for being faithful, listening in to this moment and these moments of inspiration on the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. Make it a great week. Bye-bye.